This is Rachel with a courtesy callback from customer support, and may I please have your zip code to pull up your account?
72023.
Okay, thank you. And one moment, please. 72023. And if you would also please provide your first and last name.
Sarah Oots, O-U-Z-T-S.
Okay, thank you for that information. And one moment, please, while I access the account. Pardon me. Okay, I do apologize for the wait. I'm still accessing information. Excuse me. Okay, and if you would also, for security purposes, please verify your address.
42 Shane Drive, Apartment 2, Cabot, Arkansas.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. And let's see. All right, so I have gotten an account located that shows your name and address, and it shows a canceled account for the sweepstake offer for the cookware.
Yes, I had just got off the phone not too long ago with them to cancel it out because I had been charged three times for something that I don't even know about. And she said I'd be refunded 40% of that, which is only $26. And some change, but the charges on my card were the amount was $140.32 or $38.
Right.
Are you familiar with any of that?
Yes, ma'am. It shows that you just spoke with someone today and they did issue the refund for $26.92. That takes about 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Now, she was saying something about y'all could send me that email again because I'm not finding that vouchers that's got $400 on it that she said I already approved for.
Right. And that's our sister call center. You were actually speaking with the ones that reissue that. They said they did advise of the voucher. And it shows an email. Let me get it pulled up here. My apologies. Let me make the screen larger. It shows a Sarah, SarahHoutts45@gmail.com. That is the email that it will be sent to.
Okay, well, she never resent it because I didn't receive it. Is there a way that you can resend that email?
I can put in the request for it, if you allow me just.
Okay. And what will the email be coming through as y'all's name so I can...
Well, we're third party. It wouldn't have our name. Let's see if it will tell me where this was initially done. Not sure what it will come under. Okay, it may come under primaryintentsavings.com.
Okay, could you spell all that for me, please?
Yes, ma'am. What was that again?
Could you spell it for me?
Yeah, the web page where the order was done, it was primary, P-R-I-M-A-R-Y, intense, I-N-T-E-N-S-E, the word savings, SAVINGS.com. And it's, of course, all together, primaryintentsavings.com.
Okay.
So it
could be... if you can just put a... Go ahead.
I was just about to say it could be under that, or it could be, let's see. Just a moment. Or it could just be titled voucher. So I would look for that as well. Since we don't send it, I'm sorry, I don't have the exact details of how it would look.
Yeah, so if you can just put a request in for that email to be resent. Because the lady did tell me that I have a voucher of $400 that I could be using.
Okay.
That I had already paid for.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Allow me just a moment, and I'm getting the information put in the request. But please allow 24 to 48 hours for them to address the request.
Okay.
And let me get the email pulled back up. I already verified it. So that is correct. And let's see the ID number. Does that? All right, yes, ma'am. Please allow the 24 to 48 hours, and there is no more active membership. They did cancel it. Is there anything else that I can answer for you?
No, ma'am. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support.
Mm-hmm.